tax dollars to sectarian groups to use as they please with virtually no significant government oversight. And six states are considering restricting teaching evolution in public school science classes and promoting creation science. Enough said on part two, even though we're into part three. Let's begin part three, still dealing with the great controversy. And this one will take us some time. We won't finish it this evening. We'll have to pick it up tomorrow, when I present tomorrow. But this is from the Great Controversy 563. And if you go back to the history of the time period when this was written and bring it home to today, you don't have to be a Seventh-day Adventist to see how accurate this was, but how out of the trend it was when it was written. Romanism is now regarded by Protestants with far greater favor than in former years. And when she was writing this, Romanism was not regarded with great favor in the United States. Maybe more than before she was born, but they still had problems. But today, Romanism in the United States, you'll see. In those countries where Catholicism is not in the ascendancy and the papists are taking a conciliatory course in order to gain influence, there is an increasing indifference concerning the doctrines that separate the Reformed churches from the papal hierarchy. The opinion is gaining ground that, after all, we do not differ so widely upon vital points as has been supposed, and that a little concession on our part will bring us into a better understanding with Rome. The time was when Protestants placed a high value upon the liberty of conscience, which had been so dearly purchased. Now, follow this. They taught their children to abhor popery and held it to seek harmony with Rome would be disloyalty to God. But how widely different are the sentiments now expressed? Now, do you realize that that was true? In the early part of the history of the United States, parents taught their children to hate popery. Today in the United States, you teach your children, typically, don't take any candy from strangers. Don't get in the car with a stranger. You teach them certain things, but no one teaches them to hate popery. But there was a time when that was standard operating procedure. It wasn't that long ago. When I realized this next thing I'm going to share with you, it was expensive for me. Because if you just go back to the early 1950s, that's not that long ago. I was born in 1951, so just about the time I was born is when this phenomenon ceased. But if you go back to the early 1950s and before, if you go to your old bookstores, that's where I go, and this is why it's spendy. Once I realized this, I started buying old dictionaries.